CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. There are fears the firefight in Southern California is about to get worse, as officials are warning of the possibility of really strong winds that could spark wildfires yet again. Battalion Chief Eric Stamm is responding to the Palisades fire and says flying embers are a big concern.
If you look at Pacific Coast Highway, the fire jumped five lanes. That's huge. That's massive. So that's the concern.
Correspondent Lilia Luciano was looking ahead.
The predictions for the red flag warnings and the very extreme fire conditions are going to worsen overnight, beginning at around 4 a.m. Tomorrow morning, right before dawn, is when we expect that worst of those winds up to maybe 60 miles an hour to start really hitting this area.
The entertainment industry is feeling the effects of the fires. Universal Music Group says it's canceling all of its Grammy-related events, including the after Grammy party. As for the Oscars,
we'll still hear this.
The Oscar goes to
Over and Over is planned on March 2nd, but we'll have to wait to find out who's actually nominated for the Oscars. The Motion Picture Academy originally planned to announce the nominees this Friday, then delayed that announcement until Sunday. Now organizers say they're waiting until January 23rd, a week from Thursday. They've also given members extra time to send in their votes for nominations until this Friday. Peter King, CBS News.
Qatar reports gave both Israel and Hamas a draft today of a ceasefire agreement to end the war in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
That broad framework includes the phases. It includes prisoner exchange for hostages. It includes a surge of humanitarian assistance once the guns go quiet, which we will be able to move trucks much more rapidly.
A company linked to conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is now offering more than $7 million to buy his InfoWars platforms as part of his bankruptcy. It comes after a judge rejected the sale of InfoWars to The Onion satirical news outlet. President Biden has approved student loan relief for more than 150,000 borrowers. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This announcement builds on the historic actions our administration has taken to reduce the burden of student debt, hold bad actors accountable, and fight on behalf of students across the country.
The Biden administration has now canceled the student debt of 5 million people. Japan issued a tsunami advisory after a magnitude 6.6 earthquake struck the southwest of the country. The public warnings to stay away from coastal areas were later lifted. From American Idol to America the Beautiful.
Let me make one thing clear, you can buy me a beer.
Carrie Underwood is set to perform at next week's inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. The Dow gained 358. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The initial report about that big Racine County blaze was for a truck on fire in a barn. Two barns burned down Saturday with the buildings housing cars and RVs. No animals were involved. With wind chills dropping below zero, warming centers are open across the area. The National Weather Service has continued cold temperatures through the early part of the week. In response, local libraries, community centers, and government buildings are offering free indoor shelter. To find the closest near you, call 211. A standoff yesterday in Racine lasted 5 hours after a man with a gun caused a disturbance. Crisis negotiators were able to take the man into custody at around noon. The Racine Unified School Board will consider a $190 million operational referendum for the April 1st ballot. They'll talk about that tonight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers surrender to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-10. Keyshawn Nixon fumbling the opening kickoff. Jordan Love threw three interceptions. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney how he thought the defense played.
I thought we played well defensively. We just didn't get turnover, so they had, four. So, I mean, it's going to be tough when it's like that, the ratio's like that, so, yeah.
The Eagles star receiver, A.J. Brown, caught on camera reading a book on the sidelines during the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. It, you know, my teammates call it the recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. It got a lot of points in there, a lot of mental parts about it. But for me, you know, this game is mental.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks in New York, 140-106. The team returns home. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 5 above, wind chills down to 15 below. Sunny for tomorrow, not quite as cold, highs in the upper teens. Warming to the low 20s on Wednesday and upper 30s to low 40s Thursday and Friday. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on, and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. So when Elvis Presley first started recording, he did so in Memphis, and then he got away from Memphis for a while. But on this date, January 13th, 1969, Elvis Presley returned to Memphis to record his final number one hit in the United States, Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
King of
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, we have plenty of social media sites, right? So let's be glad these are no longer around. Launched in 2013, Vine was a platform for creating six-second looped videos. It was discontinued in 2016 because Twitter, its parent company, decided to cut costs and focus on its core products. Once the largest social networking site, MySpace, rebranded in 2011, pivoting to focus on music and entertainment. Launched in 2011, Google Plus was Google's attempt to social network. It was shut down for consumers in April of 2019 due to low usage. And Clubhouse launched in 2019 as an audio-based social media app. It's still around, but in April of last year, the company announced a 50% reduction in its staff.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheatre.org.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
The timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a kind of all over the world tonight. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love. Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Brr. It is going to be cold tonight. Lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny. Highs in the teens. Wednesday, sunny. Highs in the low 20s.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you. So sad, but I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
It's Sonny and Cher. The beat goes on WRJN. By the way, that's what it says on Sonny's tombstone. The beat goes on. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A brewer of beer in Racine has closed up shop. The Littleport Brewing Company opened in 2021 at 3rd and Wisconsin. The owners say the shutdown is temporary due to financials. Despite the setback, those owners say on social media they plan to relaunch the brewery in a new form within the next year. A Racine neighborhood was on edge yesterday as police were in a standoff. The man with a gun holed up in a home near Geneva and Hagerer at about 7 a.m. After about 5 hours, a crisis negotiation team helped get the guy to give up. He was arrested. We're working to find out more about what happened. With wind chills dropping below zero, warming centers are open across the area. The National Weather Service has continued cold temperatures through the early part of the week. In response, local libraries, community centers, and government buildings are offering free indoor shelter. To find the closest near you, call 211. It'll likely warm up by the end of the week with a chance of snow, maybe rain. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 5 above, wind chills down to 15 below. Sunny for tomorrow, not quite as cold, highs in the upper teens. Warming to the low 20s on Wednesday and upper 30s to low 40s Thursday and Friday. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Love. I just don't know how. Oh,
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song from 1964 that was not an immediate hit, but despite its obscure beginnings, this song became a standard on radio, TV, film, commercials, YouTube videos, tourism advertising, and even the occasional video games. It's the one-hit wonder from the Rivieras. It's California Sun on WRJN.
Double.
listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJM.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
News, Timeless Hints, WRJN. It is going to be cold here the next day or so. But a study finds that millions of Americans who want to go on a vacation this winter to go somewhere warm don't have the money to do so. The good news is that's meant a huge boost in the sales for the makers of long underwear.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Don't want
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. Stick around for CBS News at the top of the hour, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. Soon maybe, but until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside, now I hope she's satisfied. And I and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A news conference is set to get underway in Los Angeles as warnings are out about the possibility of 70-mile-per-hour winds come morning. It is the last thing residents need as wildfires still burn. More on the winds from CBS's Laura Haefeli.
With red flag warnings up through Wednesday, officials say high winds combined with low levels of humidity will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County critical.
We are not in the clear as of yet, and we must not let our guard down.
And city officials say they've strategically positioned engine strike teams and task forces to respond rapidly to any new fire that breaks out.
At least 24 are dead. 92,000 people in L.A. County are under evacuation orders. With the fires on his mind, President Biden delivered a final speech on his foreign policy achievements.
During his speech, the president issued a warning to climate change skeptics in Donald Trump's incoming administration. He said to those that don't believe climate change is real,
I think they come from a different century.
Doubling down.
They're wrong. They are dead wrong.
He called climate change
the single greatest existential threat to humanity.
And he says the United States must win the clean energy contest against China. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
After more than a year of war, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says an Israel-Hamas hostage and ceasefire deal could be close.
We are close to a deal, and it can get done this week. I'm not making a promise or a prediction, but it is there for the taking, and we are going to work to make it happen.
A federal judge cleared the way for the Justice Department to release one of the two volumes that make up Special Counsel Jack Smith's final